And here we are. We're live through every time zone here tonight. And how are you? Good for you to join us. We have Bob Cerniels at the IBN Studio Complex and Dave McRelo as well. And Dave and Bob are there. And this is Jerry Pippin here. And you're out there. I think we've got it all straight. We have two new stations to welcome, WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin, and WMFD in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to you both and all of our other. We're almost on 80 stations now, so we're popping along here at a good little cruise speed. Not unlike some other. I almost said like American Airlines, but they're not cruising along very well right now. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. What we are going to deal with tonight basically will be, since this is 30 years almost from the day of the Kennedy assassination in Dallas. It happened at 12:32 p.m. on November 22nd, and that, of course, would be Monday. That would make it 30 years ago, so we thought we were close enough, and we are going to talk to several people involved one way or the other with the Kennedy assassination as far as investigating it. We're going to get the pros and cons. We're going to investigate what really happened. Of course, I don't think we'll come up with any definitive answers. This is one of those deals I'm not sure that we'll ever come up with a definitive answer. We're even finding new things out about President Kennedy 30 years from now. You'd realize he'd be 76 on my birthday, November 25th. That happened to be the same day he was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. I'm not quite that old, but John Kennedy, of course, died when he was 46. One thing a lot of people did not, or at least I did not know it, until Richard Reeves wrote it in the book President Kennedy, Profile of Power. He carried around in a slip of a paper, and he put it in his shirt or his suit pocket or somewhere a lot of times when he was going out to campaign or go out to talk or make official functions. He would carry it on this little slip of paper, according to the book Richard Reeves wrote, the total of his victory over Richard Nixon. It was razor thin, 118,574 votes. So tonight we'll be investigating basically who killed President Kennedy. Was it Oswald, the emotionally disturbed lone gunman of the 1964 Warren Commission report? We'll have Jim Moore on, author of Conspiracy of One. He believes that's the case, he and Gerald Posner. We, of course, have some reservations about that. It could have been, maybe as the House Select Committee on Assassinations concluded, only one of two gunmen that day in the Dallas Dealey Plaza area. Or was Lee Harvey Oswald the unwitting patsy for a real assassin? There might have been three different people, three different groups that wanted to make him a patsy. There have been as many as five or six discussed in books and in the press and in movies and television shows and things like that. Your host here, I've nailed it down to three, and we'll talk about that in the third hour. You remember Oswald himself claimed that he was a patsy when he was arrested that day, November 22nd, 1963. We'll investigate it all and see what really happens here. We'd like to hear from you out there in Radio Land about this whole thing. Where were you the day, if you were alive even, that Kennedy was assassinated? Maybe you have some thoughts about it, about where you were. Maybe you'd like to share that. That made a lasting impression on everyone. You know, I saw President Kennedy in person one time, and it happened to be about 3 or 4 months before the assassination. I lived in the Bay Area of California at the time, the San Francisco Bay Area, and he happened to be making a speech in the University of California campus at Berkeley. And I went back with all my press training. I figured, hey, you know, I know where he'll be. He'll be back at the back of the stadium here, right? So I went back there, and sure enough, I was lucky enough to get within 30 feet of the president. And the thing that amazed me about John Kennedy was his hair. Of course, you can tell by looking at the television pictures, the motion pictures of the day, and the still photographs, he had a lot of hair, and it was wavy. But none of those color pictures really showed his hair as the way it was that day in the California sun when I saw him. I can still see it as if it was yesterday. Or if we want to be grammatically correct, as if it were yesterday. It was gray, almost. Actually, a sandy brown with a reddish tint. I'll remember that the rest of my life. I'll also remember where I was the day that he was assassinated. We'll talk about that and go to the phones. We'd like to hear from you. 1-800-745-8255. The phone lines are open.